Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Shane, the general manager of the New York Football Giants. Now, Tiki and I sat next to each other, separated by about 5 feet. We both listened to the exact same press conference. I purposely did not offer any opinion to Tiki Barber, nor did I listen to anything you said. We sat here and listened to the press conference. I have a feeling, I could be dead wrong, that us sitting side by side listening to the same thing may actually come to complete opposite conclusions on what we heard. We have different perspectives, I admit that. Mm-hmm. I am being an IFO. You are a former Giant legend.
Right, Giants are my family, man.
I thought that was a disaster.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why. And I think that, like I said, Teague, you're in a very tough spot when you're 2-8. Okay,
of course
you go into a press conference where it's very difficult to make anybody think, hey, oh, I feel better. So I admit that going in. But I think when you cite how many close games you've been in, factual,
right.
But when you say it over and over again and you talk about how close we are, I don't think any Giant fan wants to hear it.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They care that you're 2-8.
Bingo.
And yet you've lost all of those close games. So in our society, we want to blame somebody for failure. So they wanted Joe Shane, who is not a player, who is not a coach. Yes, he put the team together, but they want Joe Shane to blame somebody.
Mm.
And I give Joe Shane credit for not blaming somebody. I give Joe Shane credit for getting testy when they're trying to open and question him, as it's happened multiple times. As I told you guys before, when we knew this was going to happen, how many times did they ask about Daniel Jones?
A million.
I mean, they were trying their hardest to get something about Daniel Jones.
We got one thing about Daniel Jones, and I think this is the one thing that we can debate and we can argue and we can even say maybe it's not true.
Right.
The only thing he admitted about Daniel Jones is the decision to play him or not play him will be squarely on what gives us the best chance to win, and that injury guarantee will have nothing to do with it.
Right.
Those are Joe Shane's words.
Right, and he basically said that without being asked specifically that.
Well, he was asked specifically
right.
that. He was asked about the injury guarantee and if that would impact his decision. He said, no, it is a football decision, and then said it numerous times because, like you said, he was asked that about Daniel Jones about 5,000 times, and he kept saying it is a football decision. Like, that's one of the headlines you could take out of this. He is claiming, and we could debate if it's true or not, that the decision to start or not start DJ will be based on what gives us the best chance to win, and the injury guarantee will play no role.
Right.
I have a tough time
believing
that.
The injury guarantee is not as bad as it's been made out to be. People are looking at it saying his entire $30 million deal is guaranteed. It's $13 million of his $30 million deal is guaranteed, which if he should be cut, it just adds $13 million to the cap hit, which makes it, I think, 23-something million. It's not horrible. Right, it's not as bad as it seems.
But should it be a factor?
Even though, well, no, absolutely, it shouldn't be a factor
in deciding if he should play.
It should not be a factor in deciding whether or not he should play, because it's not punitive enough. It's not Russell Wilson's deal where if he got hurt, it guaranteed the rest of his damn contract.
I agree, but it still hurts you on the cap sheet.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying it kills you
insignificantly though. But so I'm not going to say insignificantly, but it's not so bad that it's worth not playing him if he gives you the best chance to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, so I just disagree with you.
To me,
I get what you're saying. I don't agree.
This comes down to who's going to give this team the best chance to win.
And that's
now,
what
you
he's claiming.
You know my opinion on this because we talked about it on Monday. I think it's Tommy DeVito or no, I'm not even going to say Drew Lock because I think it's Tommy DeVito.
Right.
I've lost my faith that Daniel Jones can make those game-changing spur of the whatever creative, be creative, make the right decision, even if it's backyard football plays. He can't do that. Mm. And he hasn't proven to do that. The reason that they're 1-5 in those close games is because in those critical moments, as I said 6 weeks ago, Daniel Jones can't make the play.
So you agree,
or doesn't make the play.
Do you agree? Because this is the other thing that's going to piss off Giant fans. He said, we're not that far off and we're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
I think that's a tough thing to tell people now.
I think when he says that, you get it. So you're hearing it from this year. I think what he's saying is that we've started to build some really good pieces on this team. Tyrone Tracy's a good piece. Wandell Robinson's a very good piece. Obviously, Dex is a stud. You look at both edges, and if you're going to... Aziz is unlikely to stay in free agency. He'll get a deal somewhere else. But they have pieces on this team that you really want on a team that's going to be... just going to hopefully grow into something.
Right.
So I think when he says... you know, we're heading in the right direction, that's what he's talking about.
I know, but it's
tough. Not talking about in 2024, you know, we have the pieces that can charge us right back into a playoff conversation. That's not what he's saying.
I know, but it's tough to hear that when you're 2-8.
Yeah, but so this is why, I mean, you said it on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You said...
the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tiki's done. The season's done. Tiki's the voice of the Giant fan. The season's done. You got to stop thinking about this season. Right, you're not pulling out of this.
But he said, "I'm only caring about this season." That was Joe Shane today.
But he's talking about winning games or trying to create a culture, winning the season. But in reality, the focus on this Giants team is not this season, because you know that the quarterback is not here.
Right. Even if he won't say it, we know it's true.
He didn't say it, but he said it in so many words. They're drafting a quarterback.
Yes.
You heard him say it.
Here are a few other things in which, in my opinion, this was a bad press conference. In my opinion. And I wrote it down. Mm-hmm. I have a whole list. And you tell me if I'm wrong. Number one, he was asked point blank, do you look back at this roster and say, hey, maybe I didn't put a good enough roster together? And he said, no. I like the roster. I like the team.
He admitted he made mistakes. He would do things differently.
Yeah, but he said, I think this roster was good enough to compete. Then he's followed up by, well, is that a coaching issue? Mm. And you can hear that pause, because now he's like, oh, crap. Those sons of bitches got me. And he goes to, well, no, you know, it's everybody. Everybody's contributed to this. But he did say he thought the roster was good enough to compete.
Right.
I admit I was wrong. I thought it was too. I don't think it is.
But they are competitive. They're just not winning.
Yeah, but... okay, and that was the other thing. So he brings up the amount of close games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they've played a lot of close games. But then he also cites how, you know, I just saw this stat that through 9 weeks, this is the closest we've ever had in the NFL through 9 weeks in terms of one-score game.
I saw that last week as well.
Okay, that's a great stat. And then the follow-up is, well, then how is that a positive stat for you? Everyone's playing close games. So then why are you citing that as, see, we're not that far off, we're playing a lot of close games, when you just told us everyone's playing close games? I thought the other, and this is a minor one, is a minor trip up.
I just don't understand why that's bad.
Because it's an excuse.
It's
and
not
it
an
sounds
excuse.
Like it's...
I think it's what I say to you in different ways every single week.
But you're different.
It is hard to win games in the NFL.
I agree.
It's hard.
He's the GM. Okay. I'm not. You're different because you're analyzing it. He's the GM trying to explain to his fan base why they're 2-8, and he's basically saying, well, there's a lot of close games. I think it's different when you say it when he says it. Maybe I'm nuts. Because I think you're just giving the facts.
No, I think you're reaching.
You think so?
I do. But that's just my opinion.
Okay, let me give you another one. Deontay Banks had an effort issue this year. Well, it was only one. And then reporter comes back and says, well, actually, there was a second one. Oh, yeah, two.
He's just trying to defend his first round pick from a year ago.
I know.
There's nothing else you can do. We know what the issue is with Deontay Banks. We know it. He's described as a dog. He's not.
Yep.
Because dogs don't quit on plays.
No, you're right.
I don't care what the situation is. I don't care how bad you're getting your ass kicked. You don't quit on plays. Period. He's got a perceptual issue to address with his position group, with his team. Deontay Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Shane drafted him. If he missed on him, he missed on him. But that's a Deontay Banks thing.
Here's the other issue. And I didn't like the... I'm not ripping the reporter. I just wouldn't have used Russell Wilson as my example, okay? Do you regret how you handled the quarterback position? To me, look, Russ is a very complicated thing. I happen to think, and you may agree with me. I think we agree on this. Russ in Pittsburgh is just perfect. Mike Tomlin is a dude. Mike Tomlin knows how to coach.
Well,
I said this when I was screaming at Loogie
when we were over at Yankee Stadium. The reason Russell Wilson is playing well in Pittsburgh is because Arthur Smith is actually the perfect coordinator, and Mike Tomlin will not take his BS.
That's why I think it's different. It's
right,
unique.
Because guess what happened in Seattle? For whatever reason, Pete Carroll started accepting and listening to his BS. For whatever reason, Nate Hackett just allowed Russell Wilson to be a BS artist. For whatever reason, Sean Payton stomached it for 6 or 7 weeks. And he said, dude, you ain't playing for me because I'm not guaranteeing the rest of your contract. Mm. Sit down. So he was humbled for the first time maybe in his life, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And so then he goes to a coach in Mike Tomlin who takes no nothings.
Exactly.
Period.
No, and
so that's why it's working. Now, but the reason you can't use Russell Wilson as an example
mm-hmm.
is because Russell Wilson just came off of back-to-back-to-back worst seasons of his career. And now you're going to say, yeah, I really want him?
No.
No way.
I completely agree with you. I think that the question, I'll get you in a second. The question.
I know what you're getting at, Sean, about the free agency and things like
that's
that.
That's the only one we know they met money. With. No, but to me, when you ask regrets.
But who else was there?
Well, I'll give you an answer.
But that's why he's used as an example. They met with Russell Wilson.
Okay, but who else was there?
Well, my example is Justin Fields via trade, considering how little you gave up. And yeah. I trust Brian Daboll to mold a young quarterback. So I use that example for
a
year.
So I reluctantly came to agree with you on Justin Fields, but I can't get there because it was a trade. It wasn't a free agent. And they were asking for a third-round pick.
Yeah, but what did he end up getting?
Like a sixth or a seventh,
well,
something
what,
conditional.
That's
but
my point.
It was too late.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.